side's been such an area. Kimoi Walkers, a youth worker and an ambassador for Manchester City Council's campaign to challenge outdated perceptions of Moss Side. And Kimoi joins you now. Kimoi, morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How does a community feel? What's the mood of a community when there's a shooting right there in its midst?
Well, it then becomes a bit dark. I mean, everyone then becomes a bit scared and terrified to leave their houses. I mean, it's a really, really bad thing when something happens to a community. Everyone feels a bit upset, but as well as upset, nobody really wants to come out of their houses and stuff. So it's not a really, really good sight.
How long does it take for an area then to try and get itself back into some kind of normal routine? We'll talk about shaking off the image in just a moment, but to get back to sort of normal life.
Yeah. Again, it all depends on the sort of issue, really. But I mean, for something like a shooting, for example, it could take a year or maybe 2 years for the community to sort of get back into, you know, into a routine, etc. But again, it depends, really. But I mean, there have been like sort of a lot of issues in the past and stuff, and with like a shooting in Moss Side and stuff, sometimes it could take, you know, a couple of years for the community to get back.
There are all kinds of perceptions and stereotypes, and there have been in the past about Moss Side. How does it affect people on a day-to-day basis? We heard one man during Beswick at breakfast saying, well, you know, it affects us because our house prices might be altered here. People won't want to come and live here.
Yeah, you are right in saying those. I mean, it's affected me in the past when I've attended college or gone to places. And what's worse is when you tell people that you come from Moss Side, straight away that stereotype comes there, or straight away they get scared of you because they think you're odd. And, you know, the amount of negative comments that have come out from people have been unbelievable in terms of what they sort of think Moss Side people are.
What kind of thing, Kimoi? What kind of thing do they say to you?
Well, I mean, in terms of saying you come from Moss Side, they get the impression that straight away that once they come off the bus or once they come into the area that they'll get shot or something bad will happen to them. You know, it's just some of the worst negative comments that I've heard. And, you know, it's been really upsetting because Moss Side truly isn't like that. And what I always say to people is you can't judge an area if you don't live there. So don't judge an area.
How recently have you heard those comments, those very negative comments, those stereotypical comments about Moss Side?
Well, the good news is that, to be honest, I haven't heard that for a while, but
right.
I'm talking like probably a year ago when it was, when people sort of thought of it like that. But, I mean, coming to now, people want to live in Moss Side now, do you know what I mean? Like, it's changed, and it's so brilliant that you hear these positive comments that are coming through, because there are so many people that are working hard to make Moss Side a wonderful place to live. And in terms of houses and house prices, people want to come and buy houses there now, whereas before people wanted to leave their houses that they were living in, they were scared, etc. But now people want to come and live in Moss Side. So there's been like that transition change, which has been absolutely wonderful in terms of how it's now becoming that positive to people now.
You're a youth worker. Let's talk about young people in Moss Side. Is it just about perception, or do you actually have to change the young people?
We have to actually change the young people as well, because, I mean, from the stereotype that people make about them, they sort of get to live off that stereotype, to think, right, if people think, you know, I'm a bad person because I live in Moss Side, then, you know, I'll be a bad person. So I think people have also made them feel sort of, you know, negative about themselves as well. But in sort of my role as a community ambassador and as a youth worker, I have to try and see the positives within young people to try and make them know that, you know, we may live in, you know, this area, but, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing absolutely wonderful things.
And Kimoi, how do you feel about the future of Moss Side? Are you optimistic?
I am very, very optimistic. I always think of the positives. I don't like negatives at all whatsoever. I mean, I'm always a positive person and see the positive sides of every story.
Okay, Kimoi, thank you so much for talking to us. Kimoi Walker, who's a youth worker and ambassador for Manchester City Council's campaign to challenge outdated perceptions of Moss Side.